that had that connection with people.
Here with the kids being sick and being out on business. I've missed my family. I've missed being here in church, feeling that Spirit of God flowing. You know, it's that daily walk that we have that, you know, I'm still in connection with the Lord, but coming together with God's people and feeling that Spirit, that Spirit of the body of Christ, and being here with my brothers and sisters, you miss something. And, you know, I appreciate even that opportunity to be able to realize that. You know, when I was taking care of my children or when I was out on business, you know, I missed something. There was something that I didn't have in having this connection with my brothers and sisters. And like Sister Talia was talking about, that kindred spirit, knowing that you're walking that same direction, that you're going the same place as those that are around you, you know, and that daily walk, you know, you do rub shoulders with other people who they're going the opposite way. They're not going the way that you're going. They might even knock you out of the way. And so to be able to come to a place where I can lift my hands and praise the Lord with my brothers and sisters and say, I'm thankful to be here. I'm thankful to feel the Spirit of God today. I'm thankful to be in a place where we can feel that Spirit. That's so precious, and I want to be able to lift that up. And I just wanted to get up as that song was going forth. I love that. You know, call me simple-minded, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But those songs that can just communicate in through the music with your heart. As God is working on, you know, I'm trying to break up that fallow ground in my heart and make it a better place for the good seed of God to come in and germinate. I was thinking about, you know, when you're singing that, you know, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, when you're lifting up your hands, I was thinking about Jehoshaphat and that experience that they had when they were surrounded by so many. And, you know, no one had, they didn't have the answer, but he basically just said, you know what, we're going to be seeking God. And then when the answer came forth, you know, this, you know, just the praise. I can just imagine that day. Can you not imagine how that sounded? The Spirit of God coming down there with God delivered them. That is the God we serve today. We still serve Him. He is our living God. That's who we have on our side. You know, that's who we have to lift us up. That's who we have to encourage us whenever things in this life are getting us down. I can just lift up my hand. And I can put my hand in that heavenly, you know, lift it out and say, Lord, I'm surrendering to You. I don't have the answers, God, but You're lifting me up. You're taking me one step further. You're getting me closer to being a part of the bride of Jesus Christ. And that's what's on my heart. You know, I want to continually seek that relationship with Him. I want to ever know what makes Him tick. What makes Him, you know, what makes Him smile. What makes Him look down on me and grin and say, you know, that's my boy. That's what I want to do today. You know, I want to lift Him higher. I want to lift Him higher in my life. I want to not see so much of me, but I want You to see more of Him. So I just wanted to get up and lift my voice and say, hey, I promise I wasn't trying to forsake you guys. It just seemed like it was like whatever I could do. I couldn't get here from either with my kids, with both of them getting the flu, and then being out of town on business. But you know, my heart is here. This is where I want to be. This is my life. It's not just another statement. It's not just me going through the motions, but it's me saying, you know what? This is where I want to be. I know I need to be here, but this is what I want. This is where my life is. This is where God has shown me that I'm supposed to be, and I just want to get up and do my part today and say, I appreciate you very much.
In thy pavilion. Appreciate the Lord. Appreciate Sunday. Appreciate Wednesday night and those opportunities to be here to fellowship with one another. But more than that, I appreciate the fact that I can have a walk with the Lord. It's up to me. And I really was seeking the Lord this morning and listening and with the songs going on and having a walk with the Lord earlier. I had the thought about tuning in. And, you know, years ago with Brother Liniger, he talked about, you know, get your rabbit ears up and find God, you know, and then you've got your, you know, the musicians know about tuners and, you know, and all the old radio guys, they know about tuners. And nowadays it's, you know, the 3G, the 4G, the wireless, you know, whatever you may have in your life, if it's still the rabbit ears, they still exist. You know, they're all equivalent to God as to how you connect to Him, but you've got to connect. You've got to tune in. And that's really what I've been really seeking God the last 3 or 4 months. I've just really, every day, and I've pretty much always done this, but the last 3 or 4 months, I've really, like, woke up in the mornings, and before I get out of bed, I pray, and I talk to God. I'm a busy person, you know, so I have to get still, you know. That's me. I have to get still physically, you know, so I just tune everything else out, you know. I don't get up and I don't start the laundry or the dishes or my work. I lay there and I talk to God, and then I have to get really still and listen for Him. And sometimes He'll, you know, He'll prick my mind, He'll prick my heart, and kind of lead me in a direction, and sometimes He doesn't. So that means to me that He hasn't answered me, but that doesn't mean He won't, you know. So I keep seeking God for that area of that question in my life that I have. And I was not raised here in this church. I came from another denomination years ago, and when I walked through the doors, I had already heard some of our teachings, and they just made sense. You know, I didn't wrestle with the explanations that I got. It was like the light bulb went off. And to this day, I'm so thankful, because when I hear the men of God talking, you know, when I can see that they're walking with God, and when I know that they are doing the best they can in their lives to tune into God for what's best for my life, then the light bulb just goes off. But it's because I've accepted in my heart to tune in to what God is saying and to what God is doing. And so right now, I've just really focused on, God, what do you want me to do today? What do you want in my life? What is your will for my life? You know, and I have found that when I do that, I don't wrestle. I don't struggle. You know, when I submit my will to what he wants, then it might go against my will, but in just a little bit of a matter of time, I can see, it fits, and it fits so good, you know. It's like screwing the lid on a jar, you know. You know, sometimes you just don't get that lid on there right for it to turn and groove and move, but then when it fits, you know, and you can, what is it, Brother Pryor, chunk it down or whatever y'all, chip, there's a word that mechanics use, you know, where you torque it. There it is. I knew there was a word there somewhere. When I let God torque it down to fit, oh my God, it is so wonderful. It is so wonderful, you know. So I'm trying to become more pliable, if that makes sense, you know, because I'm a very determined woman, you know, and when I see something and it's a goal I want, woo, look out, here I come, you know, and I'm thankful that I have that determination, and so I really try to put that determination into what God wants into my life, you know. When I see something that God has showed me I need to accomplish, I need to change, I need to do, Lord, help me run this race. I was telling somebody the other day, I felt like I've made a, you know, to y'all it might be a teeny tiny 16th, maybe even a 32 of an inch move in God. But when I see that I've made a move in God, it's like Brother Smith says, put that hat back on, I'm coming on out of here, you know. And so I'm just so thankful today that so many years ago in 1986, I came this way, I found this way, and was baptized in 1987, received the Holy Ghost, and I was telling somebody, I'm so thankful that I have a father, he doesn't know this way, but I have a father that planted me in Christ, you know, he at least took me to church, you know, and it was up to me from that point on to get what I needed as I grew, but he kept me in church, he did not let me miss church. Even when I did not want to go as a teenager, you did not get to miss church, you know. And I'm so thankful. But then more than that, I want to say how thankful I am for our visitors today. And downstairs this morning, for some reason, Brother Curtis and Sister Jamie and Brother Daniel, they came to my mind. And I thought, oh, I hope they're here today, you know. And then just to be blessed by Sister, I believe, Hannah and Sister Chelsea, and just to see all of your family. All my family, you know, this is my family. I have a natural family, and I love them. I love them dearly, but I will not put them before I put God and his family first, and I'm so thankful, just so thankful that he allowed me to come today and allowed me to be here.
Really enjoying the service today, and the spirit going along with it, and the appreciation I can feel for the body of Christ. I'm still thankful today, after all these years, that he added me, that he called my name and brought me this way. I'm glad he saw something down inside that he could use to add to his wonderful church, and never regretted it coming this way. I've always counted it the best thing that ever happened in my life was God touching me and my family, giving us a vision of the body of Christ. And I feel like Sister Thompson today, that's the high thing in my life. And I'm glad he has a way of making it so that we can't run too far, Sister Thompson. Have you ever tried to run away from God? I have. It's somehow he knows how to put up a roadblock. I'm glad he loves us even more than he loves ourselves. I'm glad that when he made a covenant with us, that it was till death do us part. I'm glad he doesn't give up on us or our loved ones. I have children that are out in the world today, but I've got faith and I've got hope in God that he loves them more than I do, and he's doing everything that he can to affect their life and bring them back this way, knowing that he'll do whatever it takes. He'll go to any length. He'll set up any roadblock. He'll do whatever it takes to get them back this way. And I'm so thankful for that fact that we have a loving God that loves us and cares for us and has brought us to the body of Christ and has touched our ears and our eyes. It's like that song Brother Leniger wrote, "Touch my eyes, Lord, that I might see, Lord." And then, "Touch my ears, Lord, that I might hear the wonders of your," was it, "love." Yeah. "Come in my heart, Lord, that I might feel, Lord." So I appreciate that today. I wanted to take us before the Lord in prayer. Brother Dave had to take Sister Gail Ratliff to the hospital at the beginning of Bible study, so I haven't heard back from him. Okay. He said she's feeling better, but they're going to do an EKG and blood work on him. I wanted to say how good it is to see Brother and Sister Combs here. Sister Combs had surgery on her foot, and she's kind of been hobbled up. But we've been praying for him. And it was like sunshine coming in here when they walked in. It's just like part of the family being here. So aren't we glad they're here? Glory to God. Yeah, appreciate it. And it's good to have Sister Chelsea from Dallas. We appreciate her coming all this way to visit us. Yeah. And Sister Hannah, all the way from El Dorado Springs. Yeah, we appreciate those two pastors and those two churches and the good things they're putting in people's lives. And we appreciate them coming down here and being a part with us. And I appreciate the move of this Spirit. So let's go to, what other prayer requests do we have here today? Let's pray. Well, I did want to say that Brother Paul David McGowan and Brother Tally, they're down in Houston. In fact, I talked to Brother Smith this morning. They're having a really good, he said it's been an outstanding service. And I can't wait to hear the tapes and to get the reports. And my daughter sent an email message, a text message to my wife. She said, "I'm staying here in Houston." She said, "Just send my dog." So that's when you know it's good. That's when you know. And then Brother Brandon is down there. And Brother and Sister Bryant, I hear a lot of our people have really been getting good touches from God. And let's see, the entire Painter family is down there. Sister Sherry and Sister Amy. Who else is down there? Brother and Sister Smith, of course. Yeah, Brother Bryant and Sister Bryant. I think that's it, isn't it? I don't know if they went or not. Anyway, we got a good chunk of people down there, and I'm glad for all your faithfulness. I'm glad you're coming and support the work of God. Let's pray for some of them. Will be making their way back tonight. Some will be coming back tomorrow. So let's pray for all the churches that God would give travel and mercies. You know, all the tens of thousands of people that travel every year to and from meetings, God keeps his hand on us. He keeps us safe. So let's ask God for traveling mercy. Let's pray. Let's continue to pray for Sister Elsie Ratliff. She had a good report. They went in and they didn't find any cancer. Is that right? Yeah, they didn't find any cancer on the test. So thank God for that. Hallelujah. But let's continue that God would strengthen her. Let's keep praying for Sister Linda Fisher. God would strengthen her and help her to get back up on her feet real quick. We miss her, don't we? And if you can, call her and encourage her. Send her a card. Do something to let her know that she's loved and missed here. What other prayer requests do we have? Yes. Yeah. All right. Brother Jonathan, Sister Cindy's nephew, let's pray for that. Yeah, Brother Ray Valdez. Yeah, we need to get a hold of him. Or some people call him Brother Junior. Let's pray for them. Let's encourage one another. When we see the road get heavy, let's encourage one another. Yes. We got a report that she's doing better, and they're going to do blood work up and an EKG on her. But let's pray for Brother Phil. All right. Let's pray for them. They both had the flu. Brother Oates is homesick with the flu. It's still, I guess it's the flu. It's that stomach thing that's going around. What else do we have here today? Who? Oh, Sister Julie. Sister Amber, let's pray for her. Hallelujah. Sister Stewart. All right, let's pray for Brother Stewart. He's homesick in bed. It's always encouraging to see him, to see the both of them come. Sister Sandra. Yes, let's pray for her. She's got cancer, doesn't she? Yeah, let's continue to pray for her. Let's continue to pray for the churches in the Dominican. And I think Brother and Sister Green from the Dominican are in the meeting. And I think after the meeting, I think they're going to Wichita. And then I'm hoping they'll come here. So that'll be a blessing to see them. Anything else? Let's have the ushers come forward. And we will, let's all stand and let's take these prayer requests before the Lord. And then pray. You know, I mean, there's such a good spirit here. It just makes you want to get up and sing. Makes you want to testify or makes you want to do something, don't it? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, for your mercy, God. God, we pray for Sister Gail Ratliff. God, that you would touch her body. God, heal her. Raise her up. Give her strength, Lord, for Sister Elsie. Touch her body. Continue to touch her. God, glory to God. All these prayer requests that we have, Lord, those that need a touch in their body, Sister Cindy's nephew, God. Sister Sandra's sister-in-law, touch her, Lord, this cancer, God. We need your help, Jesus. These unspoken prayer requests. Brother Valdez, Lord, encourage him. Sister Fisher, God, raise her up. Help her, Jesus. God, for all those that will be traveling from the meeting today and tomorrow, God, touch them. Keep your hand upon them. Watch over them, God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God, we need you more and more and more. More of you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Good. Hallelujah. All right. You can be seated.
I'd like to say that I appreciate all the prayers that's been stated with my name in front of them or behind them, either way. And, you know, I appreciate being in church today, feeling this good covering and seeing people respond to the Spirit of the Lord and feeling the Spirit of the Lord. I enjoy coming into church and feeling God move in our midst, don't you? Let's just to know that God's among us and that He's doing something in this hour. And a lot of us may have a revelation of the body of Christ, and a lot of us may not have. If you don't have a revelation of the body of Christ, you don't know what you're missing. Because, you know, it takes a revelation. It takes a revealing to your heart and to your mind. Or I could say to our heart and our minds, because I think I can be included in that as well. In order to understand that God has got a plan. He's doing something. He's working on something. And if you don't understand that, or if you don't realize that there's actually something that God is doing and that you're a part of it, you may not really realize how important it is for us to work and labor in His kingdom. And that's what we're doing here today. We're working in God's kingdom. That sounds phenomenal to me when I think about, you know, how great God is. And He created the universe. He created everything that we see and feel and hear. And that He would deal with my heart and bring me among this great people.
Yes, hallelujah.
It's very humbling in my mind to think that He would think enough of me to deal with my heart and bring me amongst this people.
Yes.
And give me an idea of what He's doing in the land today that we're living in. And of course I realize that, you know, that this is not going to wind up next year. This is, you know, we're not going to see the finality of this next year. We're not going to see it the year after that. No, somebody said, thank God. Well, there's a reason for us making those kind of statements here. It's because that we realize that, you know, we're not the finished product yet. The work that's been started in us is not complete. And so, you know, we want to stay around a little bit longer, I guess is a term it would use, in order for that work to be completed in our lives.
Yes.
Because we know that if that work is not completed in our lives, that we're not going to qualify for the bride of Christ or qualify even for the new earth as far as that's concerned, because it's going to take the same qualifications for whichever one we end up in, you know. So, you know, but we've got the opportunity to be in the bride of Christ. Among God's elect, His chosen. And I know that some people might think that, well, if you can be on a new earth, and let me say this, you know, at least from my viewpoint, that if you don't resurrect in the first resurrection, but you do make the second resurrection, did you know that's better than nothing? That's better than nothing, I'm telling you. It's not really a bad deal when you consider the alternative. But we've been called to make the bride of Christ. We can make it. You believe that? You know, if God didn't think we could make it, why do you think He put us here? That's the point I'd like to bring to our minds, is that God believes that He can do the work in our lives. If we'll surrender to Him, He can do it. You and I can't do it, you know. If it's left up to us, we'd still be out yonder, somewhere else, so, you know, amongst another group or something else, or involved in something else, But we're not out yonder. We're in here. We're amongst us. There's an us and them. There's a There's a body of Christ and a body of the beast. And God has put us among his people. And like I said, that is a phenomenal calling. It really is. When you think about it, where we all came from and where we've been, it's a phenomenal calling. I've been in this church now a number of years, probably as long as some of you have been alive. But I still believe this is a great work. I still believe that this is going to be the thing that God's going to deal with on out through the end of this age. And young people, I'll give you this point. My confidence is in you. I know that, you know, we can look at each other and we will, you know, we'll be a little judgmental if we're not careful. You know, we can look. I've been here. My wife and I will celebrate our 50th anniversary this year. And I realize that that's an awful long time for a woman to put up with one guy. You know, my wife has done an exceptional job. I could have took the other side of that, but I'm not going to. I want to go back home with her tonight if I can, in a peaceful atmosphere. But and most of those years we've been in this church. That's phenomenal, isn't it? And I know that young people can look at us and they can see some of our problems. Do you know young people have a knack of seeing the wrong things out of people faster than older people can? It's amazing to me. It really is. I know when I first come among his people, I spotted things real quick because I was a lot younger. Now I look at you and I don't see all them problems. I just see the good things. And it's not because I've gone blind. It's just the fact that I know that we've all got problems. Every last one of us has got problems. But God called us here. He put us here. And if God put you here, I might as well accept you. Hadn't I? Why would I want to reject you if God put you here? That's another way of looking at it, I guess. Why would I want to reject you? As bad as you've been, let me rephrase that. As bad as I've been through the years, and I'm still here, thank God. Thank God. And not only am I here, but I've got a chance to make the bride of Christ. Brother Durham this morning was talking to us concerning the four types of ground that Jesus mentioned. He mentioned the good ground. He mentioned the stony ground, the ground that's got thorns and everything in it. And then wasn't it rocky? Wayside soil. And we've all got some, when we started out serving God, well, we come through those types of grounds. But if you've been here any length of time, you're still here, and it's a good sign that your ground is getting better all the time. It's a good sign. So I'm glad to be here among God's people and to feel this wonderful covering that we have. And if you're here and don't understand what I'm talking about, please pray and ask God to touch your mind and touch your heart. But I'm telling you, this is worth working on for the rest of your life. I've not regretted one day that I've spent among this people. Not regretted not one. What I have regretted or do regret is maybe that I didn't work hard enough. That's one thing that I might have to say that I regret. But I'm thankful for what God's doing in the earth today. And here again, I was fixing to make mention concerning our young people, how that they can spot problems in our lives, and I'm sure that they can look at me and they can tell Brother Wayne's got this kind of problem, this kind of problem, and this kind of problem, this kind of problem. And they're thinking, well, we don't have 50 more years to work on this. And if he's been around here for nearly 50 years and he ain't got it made yet, how in the world am I going to make it? How am I going to make it? All right, here's what I want to say on that. We have not ever, all the way through the years that I've been here, all the years that you've spent here, you've never heard the unadulterated truth of the Word of God. None of us have. We cannot produce overcomers without the truth of the Word of God. We can't do it. Without the ministry handing us the things of God that God wants us to have and that we stand in need of to get rid of the problems of our lives, we can't get over it. But the thing that I want to say is this, look, I may not be here many more years, but I believe that there's going to be a church here, and the church that's going to be here is because of the young people that's here. I believe that. If I go to the grave and didn't think that there was young people here that would dedicate their lives to God and pick up the torches and carry on, I'd die a miserable person. I really would. Brother Wanger, you would too. Brother Durham, you would too. But we have this hope in our hearts and in our lives that there's going to be people here that'll take up the torches. Sister Crow, Brother Crow, you've carried a torch for many years. I've seen you carry it. But when you lay the torch down, don't feel bad about it. There's somebody going to pick it up. The torches that I've been carrying through the years, somebody will pick it up. Why? Because I believe in a God in heaven that's going to touch somebody's heart and say, pick up that torch and go to work. I remember one time Sister Ann and I made a trip with Brother Tucker. Went to Springfield, Missouri, in fact. And I didn't know what it was to work in a service. I really didn't. And we went into service. I didn't get up in that service, but Brother Tucker did. We left out of that service, got to the car. I said, Brother Tucker, there's something wrong with me. He said, well, what's the problem? You hurting anywhere? I said, no, but I said, I am wore out. I said, I feel like I've been run over by a tractor. He knew what I was talking about because I have been run over by a tractor. He said, well, did you feel bad before you come into service? I said, no. I said, I felt good. He said, I can tell you what's wrong with you. I said, well, please do, because I said, I need somebody to help me out here. He said, you got under the load of the service. And he said, you were carrying a load through the service, even though you weren't talking. He said, I was the one doing the talking, but he said, you were standing up with me. I knew from then on out, I felt that load from then till this day. I know what it is to come into service and get under the load. Brother Smith was talking about it here a while back. And did you know that when you come into church, you're supposed to come in here with the idea of doing something? This is not just a happenstance deal. This is we're working. What's that old song? I come on business for the king. I'm here on business for the king. That's what it is. Some of us can't sing like others can. You know, I can't sing like Brother Michael. He does a good job. I can't sing like these ladies over here in the band corner or over in the piano corner. Sister Watson, I can't sing like these folks can. But I can get under the load. And what that means is when people get to their feet, you get up with them. You listen to what they're saying. You get behind them. And you say, Lord, put them over. Put them over. Do something for them. Let them just say something. That'll touch my soul and give me encouragement for this next week that I'm facing. That's what we're supposed to do when we stand up here. Brother Tucker one time got up and taught in a service because we was having some problems. Of course, we always had problems. And he worked on them as much as he could and as fast as he could. He said, when you stand up, he said, don't ever make the statement, Well, I don't have anything to say. What that does is it's telling people that you're standing up, but you ain't got a clue what you're going to do. You know? Don't get me wrong when I make that statement. Just because I stand up doesn't necessarily mean that I've got it down pat in my mind what I'm going to say next. But what we like to do is we'd like to get up here and hook into the Spirit of God. Let Him touch our minds in such a way, because God knows what everybody in this church needs. I don't have a clue what all your needs are. But if I can get tapped into the Holy Ghost, into the Spirit of God, it may be that God will touch my mind and I'll say something that will touch your heart. You go away from here and say, thank God I'm in church today. And the Holy Ghost touched me. I don't know that, but there was something said. I can put my teeth in and go home and I can live with it. That's what we want to do when we stand up here. We have that load, that responsibility. We feel that load. We feel that responsibility. Say something that will encourage people and cause them to think, I'm glad I'm a child of God. I'm glad to be in His great kingdom. I'm not just a grain of sand on the beach somewhere. I'm not just a nothing, a nobody. But I am a child of God. I am somebody that God touched their lives and touched my heart. That makes me somebody. I may not be anybody out in the world, but I'm a somebody in God's kingdom because God touched me. God lifted me to me. God drew me in here. Paul made a statement. He said, God hath gathered us together and caused us to sit down in heavenly places. When I first read that, I thought, boy, I'd like to be one of them. Little did I know that I was one. I was one. Not only was, but I still am today. God has gathered us together. Didn't anybody here go out and gather all of us up, did they? Did you have somebody come out and say, well, let's all go to church and let's gather in here, get in here. But God is the one that touched our hearts. God's the one that spoke to our minds and led us to see that there's something going on here that would do something for our lives. And He's caused us to sit down together in a heavenly place. We're in a heavenly place today. Look around. You say, my God, you mean with all these people? We're sitting in a heavenly place. And believe it or not, we're going to be in the bride of Christ. We're going to make the bride of Christ. You that are here, young or old, it doesn't make any difference. Somebody said, well, what if death catches you? Now, what I used to believe about this was that if death caught me before I made the bride of Christ, I was a done dude in the final resurrections down there. Don't believe that anymore. I hadn't believed that in a while now. Hallelujah. We got a better sight on it than that now. We've got clearer understandings on it. Death, you may catch me. You may put me down for a while. What I'm going to do is I'm going to rest while I'm there. I'll cease from my labors. I won't labor, you know, while I'm there. But I'm getting up again. I'm going to come back. I'm going to come back, and I want to meet that church that has the truth of the Word of God so good. When I walk through the doors, they can put the final touches on my life. They'll qualify me for the bride of Christ. Hallelujah. And I know that it's going to happen. You know, you folks that are gathered here, when you attend my funeral, would you come by and look at my face? So he told me he's going to get up again. I don't know. I hope it ain't today. Thing of it is, old Sister Crow, we're going to have a younger body. This one that I got is just, you know, it's wearing down pretty quick. But we're in a great work. And I love these young people's meetings that we've been having that, and I'm seeing the young people take a hold. Do you know, young girls, young ladies, this is not just for the young men, it's for the young ladies too. And Brother Smith has been talking to us concerning eldership. And he made mention in both meetings that we've had on the subject. You know, some people might take it kind of casual-like, but did you know that there's young prophetesses that can take hold as well as young men? Women can actually get up and talk and preach and bring messages. You know, but they're going to know how to work. They're going to be in the right spirit. They're going to be under the covering of the Holy Ghost and under the covering of the ministry. They'll get up and begin to talk, and they'll be able to tap into the Holy Ghost, Brother Durham, and they'll be able to deliver our souls. My Lord, I'm looking forward to that church. I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to it. Brother. Weiger made mention of the song a while ago. You know, we've been working the road. We first started on this thing, it was tough. Down through the swamps and trees everywhere. I'm telling you, it was rough. It was really rough. When we first started this church back 15 years ago now, I guess I could say, this body didn't dance in the spirit. And some of you coming in now, you think we've been doing that all along, don't you? My father kind of took a stand against it. And, you know, he didn't just boil up and take a stand against it, but he talked with me because I was talking with him. And we was riding together back and forth to work. He said, son, he said, I'm not sure that I can see that real clear like it's supposed to be. And I remember one Sunday I got up and started talking, and I don't know why I did exactly, but I started back in the book of Genesis and come all the way down through the book concerning dancing and dancing in the spirit. And we received the offering. Band struck up and started playing, and my dad was one of the ushers that received the offering that day. And the Spirit of God touched him, and he was dancing down the middle of the aisle receiving the offering. He told me later, he said, well, he said, I can see it better now. So we've seen a lot of things through the years, you know, and some funny things. One time I was working on usher duty, and we had an older man in our service, and he sneezed, and when he did, his false teeth come out and landed in the middle of the aisle, and them teeth hit the floor, come up in the air, and when they landed again, they landed right in his hand. He moved that quick. And he just, I think he had a handkerchief, and he just rolled that handkerchief up and sat back down. The only thing is, there's about three people in that church that seen that. One of them was my brother, one of them was my aunt, and myself. We was about to die. And Brother Tucker was up talking. You know, here he's got three people that's just nearly rolling in the aisles, laughing so hard they can't hardly stand it. And he's up here talking very seriously. And I could read his mind. He's trying to figure out what it was he said that's so funny that caused these three folks to start laughing like that. Finally, I went to him after service. I said, Brother Tucker, I said, you kind of concerned about what you said that started all this laughing? Yeah. He said, Brother Wayne, can you tell me what it was that I said? I said, it wasn't you at all. He said, what happened? So I told him the story. Oh, okay, that makes more sense to me, because he said, I didn't think I said anything that funny. So you'll see some funny things in church. My dad used to describe people. He said, if you want to watch something that's really humorous, he said, watch people. He said, I know that God has a humorous side. If he didn't have, he'd have never created people. He said, people are the funniest thing in the world to watch. They are. You know, people will... my wife had an uncle that drove a school bus, and he described those kids on that school bus. He said, it's like a bunch of orangutans. He said, swinging from the limbs, and he said, swinging up and down over them chairs, everything in there. But God has called us out of the world, and he's set us down in the heavenly places. Aren't you glad to be here? Could you lift your hands and say, God, we thank you for allowing us to be among your people and be a part of what you're doing in the earth. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
I was listening to the brother. It's hard to sit down and listen being a preacher. And I just want to thank everybody for the prayers for me and my wife. You know, the Bible says that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. You know, I was listening to the brother speaking, and it got me to thinking about Lazarus and Jesus. And it got me to thinking about also in Psalms 101 and 2, it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, them whom we have delivered out of the hand of the enemy. So it's important that we share testimonies about God and what he's done in our lives. And as I listen to the brother speak again, it's hard to sit down and not say nothing when you're a minister. I sit here and try not to say nothing and listen, but it's hard. And we have to know, just as we look, I'm looking in the Bible here, and in the book of John, in the 11th chapter, and Jesus is talking about Lazarus. And when he's talking about him, and he tells Lazarus to come forth, what he says, and y'all loose him. And when he was talking about loosening him, he was talking to the body. He was talking to the disciples. And it's our job as men and women of God to loose people. And to loose people, the only way to do it is to share the word of God. And you can't help but to share the word of God when you got God in you. There's no way that you can sit down with the Spirit of God upon you and not say something. And again, I go back to that verse in Psalms 107. And it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom we have redeemed out of the hand of the enemy. There's not one of us in here who hasn't been in the hand of the enemy, that God has pulled us back. I listened to the brother speak up there just now, and it just touched my heart, because it's so important that we do our part in the body of Christ. And that part is speaking God's truth. That part is encouraging others. Without your testimony, someone else can't see how to get out of the dark. See, I always like to tell people that the testimony don't even belong to you, but it belongs to God and whoever else is left out there in that same problem that you had. We serve a great God. A great God. And it's thankful. And I heard the sister earlier, she was giving the highest praise. Hallelujah. Is something when we can see and realize what God has done in our life. And all that he asks is for us to just share it with somebody else. I want to say that me and my wife, we talk about the place here, the church here. We talk about the people, the body, how it feels like home, how y'all are welcoming when you walk in the door. It's just that something I heard the sister say about a kindred spirit. I couldn't sit down no longer when the brother was speaking, because the Bible says, earn sharpens earn. And when the spirit is testifying, you can't help but to feel that connection and get up and want to speak about God. See, I also looked in that 11th chapter of John, and I heard Thomas when he said, let us go, that we must die with him. So we have to learn that in the body of Christ that we have Jesus with us. There's no need to go and die with anybody. but to go and live. And see, that living comes from when we share the word of God with others. When we share what he's brought us through. I just had to get up. I'm not going to talk very much. I'm going to sit down now. But I couldn't help but to get up and speak on the goodness of God.
I'm one that I like to observe. I like to watch. I like to be quiet. I like to be still. And I was very nervous because Dallas is my home, you know. It's just my home church. And it's a different spirit in different churches. There's just, you know, different people. And so I was just, you know, just nervous being in a different service. I grew up in Dallas. I left church and then I came back into Dallas and I just... You know, I have such a strong connection to Dallas. When I left church, that's the last place that I felt God. And I knew I had to go back there. And so that's, you know, that is my home. But I'm thankful because this is my family, the family of God. And I'm just, it's welcoming and it's home. And I, you know, you don't have to worry about being white-knuckled pew holders. You know, you get to feel comfortable with your family. And as shaky as I am right now, I am very comfortable. And I just want to thank you for welcoming me into your church. And I'm so thankful to be here today. I just really wanted to get up and say that because Brother Wayne getting up and everybody's convicting me to work in the Lord. Stop being a pew holder. So I just wanted to get up and say that I'm thankful to be here.
This is my just
good words, good spirit, good preaching, good testimonies. Makes you want to come back tonight at 5 o'clock, don't it? Sister Chelsea, you going to be here tonight? All right. Well, we'll remember to pray for you. I'll give you traveling mercies. We appreciate you and Sister Hannah coming to see us. And look forward to seeing you again real quick. All right. Let's are we going to have band practice or choir practice or no choir? Practice at 4 o'clock then. All right. Let's thank the Lord for this wonderful service. Let's ask God to really help us tonight. Let's come prayed up and let's be ready to run. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy. God, for this wonderful service. And the spirit that was here, God, your spirit. Wonderful things that was said. God, let it sink down into our heart. Let us build it up. Plant seeds. Let it produce fruit, God. Go with us today, God. Bring us back safe again, Lord, tonight. Glory to God. We ask all this in Jesus' precious name. Glory to God. Amen. All right. See y'all at 5 o'clock. God bless y'all. Shake hands.